AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Thousands of U.S. troops have been told to be ready to deploy as Russia continues to keep some 100,000 troops near Ukraine's borders. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
Up to 8,500 troops are now on heightened alert to head for Europe from the U.S.
No decisions have been made to deploy any forces from the United States at this time.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says it would only happen if NATO activates its rapid response force, or if, in his words, other situations develop.
This is about sending a strong message that we're committed to NATO and we're committed to assuring that our allies have the capabilities they need in case they need to defend themselves.
Kirby says no troops are intended for deployment to Ukraine itself. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has demanded that the U.S. and NATO bar Ukraine from joining the Western alliance and pull troops out of Eastern European countries that are members of NATO. Three Baltimore firefighters are dead, a fourth critically injured, when a burning three-story vacant row house collapsed on them as they were battling the blaze this morning. Mayor Brandon Scott.
This is a gut-wrenching tragedy for our city, for our fire department, and most importantly, for the families of our firefighters.
There's no word yet on what may have caused the fire. Despite lower courts rejecting previous challenges, a conservative-leading Supreme Court says it will hear a case challenging the consideration of race in college admissions. Harvard and the University of North Carolina have been sued, claiming they discriminated against Asian American applicants. More from the AP's Mark Sherman.
The Supreme Court's interest in taking this case is a strong suggestion that there may be a majority on the court for overturning those precedents and limiting, if not eliminating, the use of race in college admissions.
This is AP News. It's taken a month for the James Webb Space Telescope to make it 1 million miles from Earth and begin setting up shop in orbit around the sun to start observations in June. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
And liftoff. The James Webb Space Telescope lifted off last month. The mirrors on the $10 billion observatory still must be aligned before science observations can begin in June. Klaus Pontoppidan with the Space Telescope Science Institute says this telescope could answer a lot of questions.
Are we alone in the universe? Where do we come from? Where do we go? The universe is so huge. You know, you'd think that out there somewhere there will be life, but we don't know. We have to build large instruments to tell.
Astronomy professor David Helfand at Columbia University says the James Webb Telescope is different than the Hubble Telescope.
The James Webb Telescope is optimized to see in the infrared part of the spectrum, which gives us a whole different set of information about the universe.
The telescope will also scan for possible signs of life.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.